There's no doubting the popularity of video content across the web. However, audio podcasting is also enjoying great success, and there are some great opportunities in this area for content makers, businesses, and of course, listeners. Joining me today to talk about podcasting is Caitlin Thompson from Acast. Firstly, Caitlin, why podcast when video is so big and I guess so popular on so many devices right now?
You're right, and it's a good question. But what video isn't is intimate, and it's not in your head in a literal sense. The ears, the imagination, the intimacy of the format really lends itself to storytelling, and it kind of captures what we've been doing for thousands of years, which is telling each other stories. And when you are deeply engaged with a piece of audio, your whole being is entertained, is presented with new information. It's unlike anything that, as somebody who's spent a lot of time working in digital mediums, working in video, working on blogs, working on a number of different mediums. For me, there's nothing compared to audio just because of how intimate and engaging it is. And it accompanies you throughout your day. If you think about going on long walks or running or commuting, this is something that's a companion. Video is great, but it tends to be short format, and it's a very, very different experience. You can watch it without sound. Audio obviously has to have sound, and for that reason, you have to lean in a little bit, take your moments, and those pauses, that intimacy is just unparalleled. And finally, now it's ready to explode.
Well, you don't have to sell it to me. I work in radio, but just how popular has podcasting become across the globe?
You know, it's the fastest growing medium, which really speaks to the fact that it's been sort of suppressed for so long. And actually, I'm delighted to be here in Australia because Australia is the fastest growing market for on-demand audio across the world. That's an unbelievable thing. Just in the past 5 years, the audience that I sit where I work in New York has gone from a mere 18 to 19% to now all of a sudden 40-50. The penetration of on-demand audio is incredibly rapid, and you could look at it from a business perspective and say, wow, there's so much potential there, which is what Acast is doing. But just from a sort of medium perspective, in the sense that this is something that's been sort of underdeveloped for a very long time. You know, obviously radio has been around forever, but the idea of on-demand, linking it up with data and digital accessibility, is the part that was lagging. And so now you have those worlds finally meeting at last, and that's why it's taken off so quickly, because essentially the pump has been primed. People have been used to now getting television on demand, movies on demand, songs on demand, and now all of a sudden this wonderful, rich storytelling medium can be accessed and shared in a very similar way. And so that's why it's growing so quickly, and it has a lot to do with the fact that the behavior patterns are finally ready to meet the technology. And again, that's why Acast is positioning itself as this platform that's connecting all of these different aspects, from an advertiser to a creator to a consumer.
Now, you talk about the growth in Australia. Does that mean, are we growing as a nation of podcast creators, listeners, or both?
All of the above, and soon to be advertisers. And that's why it's exciting for us to be here. What I'm hearing, and I'm here to speak at a conference that's called AudioCraft, and what that says about the market is that people are ready to hone their skills. A lot of folks who have been in commercial radio or in public radio, not necessarily interacting with each other, have finally started to cross-pollinate. And what that means is the sophistication of the storytelling and sort of the audience now finding the ease of discovery to be something that they're willing to sample or try out. Oh, what's podcasting? I've heard of that. Maybe there's a show that is going to be their sort of anchor show that they're going to get hooked in by. Without those sort of elements lining up, it's kept the market kind of down. And then all of a sudden, we see it happening. So I work for this company that is based in Stockholm, Sweden, which, if you've ever been to Stockholm, it's kind of like the future. The internet's amazing. Everyone streams all their content. And because of that, the data is very, very reliable, and it can be predictive. So what happened in the Stockholm market predicted what would happen in the London market, what is happening in the US market, and what's about to happen in the Australian market, which is essentially all of these different elements lining up, where you have, for the first time, ease of discovery. So people have heard of podcasts and know where to find them and how to get them. You have creators who see a wide variety and listen and want to create something for everybody, not just sort of the same formats that have dominated radio for time and time again of, you know, two people talking into a microphone. I love those shows. I actually make one of them. But the diversity of content that is starting to explode, and then the last thing to happen, and the part that really changes the game, is advertisers start saying, oh my gosh, there are all these incredibly engaged ears on this great content. How can we become part of that story? And so we see Australia as the moment that all three of those elements are ready to be put together, which is why we want to be here in this moment now.
Now, you mentioned podcasting being more than just two people talking into a microphone or one person talking into a microphone. So what makes for a good podcast, and how do you find them?
Well, I've given this a lot of thought, and I'm going to tell you, in my view, you need three things, or failing that, two of three things, right? You need a compelling topic. Sure, everybody knows that. It's a pretty obvious one. I host a podcast about tennis, for example. Compelling to me, maybe not compelling to everyone. You need a compelling host or hosts. Again, something I'm talking to one, and hopefully I am one. And the third thing is format, right? And that's really where podcasting can soar, because unlike radio, you don't have a clock. You don't have to fill 47 minutes with breaks every so often for commercials. It can be a 12-minute show. It can be a 24-minute show, which, by the way, is the optimal podcast length we've seen across territories, across topics, just because that's the average commute time. That's what people want to consume in a chunk. An ideal podcast can be 3 minutes. One of our largest podcasts in America right now is a show that averages about 7 minutes in length, and it's called Pulse of the Planet, and it's a show that is literally a sound. Maybe it's church bells from Brazil or tribal singing. Whatever it is, it's perfectly suited for the length that it is. It doesn't adhere to an external clock for whatever reason. And because of that, you have this explosion in diversity of format. So if you have a great host, if you have a great topic, and most importantly, sometimes if you have a great format, you're able to really draw people in and give them something that they've never heard before. I'm going to make a recommendation, which is my favorite show is called Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a show that couldn't work on the radio. It couldn't really work as a video. It definitely couldn't work as a written article. It's a show that is the ingredients of a song explained by the people who've made the song, and there's almost no host. You don't even have to like the song, but all of a sudden you hear a composer say, I wanted this feeling, so this is the drum beat I chose. And then you hear the drum beat. I wanted some orchestral backing, so this is the string section I chose. And you hear through the average 14-minute length of this podcast the ingredients of a song coming together. And then at the end, in this very, very satisfying finish, you hear the song. And maybe you've heard the song before. Maybe you knew before you listened to the episode what was going to happen. But still, you hear that song at the end of this episode with fresh ears, because now all of a sudden you've understood the ingredients that went into it. That, in my mind, is the perfect podcast, because it is exactly as long as it needs to be, narrated by the people who've made it, and there's no extraneous information, and it doesn't adhere to any other clock other than its own logic. And so to me, that is an example of something that is sort of the platonic ideal of a podcast. And what we're starting to see here in Australia especially is shows that are essentially iterating on this sort of format diversity, which to me is just totally, totally fascinating. And, you know, like I said, it's been fantastic to be here, because I just meet creators who are starting to play with the format and getting really, really excited about all the possibilities. And that tells me that Australia is really ready to explode.
Yeah, it does sound pretty exciting. And you're right, there are so many great content producers out there. What about opportunities for business around podcasting? I know there's probably two angles here. I mean, I've spoken to some businesses who like the idea of creating their own content for podcasts because it will help them get customers. But you're saying there's also a model around advertising. But where should businesses be looking to start in this area?
I think both, actually. I think certainly finding if there's a podcast that exists that speaks to an audience you want to reach, or maybe it's a collection of podcasts, maybe dipping their toes in by reaching those listeners. Maybe they want to reach, you know, 25 to 37-year-olds who would be described as curious thinkers. I could show that advertiser where those listeners are listening, what 5 shows say that they will keep coming back to. And so a business looking to get their message out to that type of listener can target that listener through a number of different shows. Additionally, if an advertiser is trying to reach an audience that isn't already served by a podcast conversation, it's a fantastic opportunity for them to tell their own story through essentially sponsored content, but essentially it's their own brand story. That's what we call it in our industry. And it's wonderfully interesting to see how a brand, how an advertiser can take control of their own narrative and in a lot of cases tell a more convincing story through audio because it feels more genuine. You hear from the people who created the company, who founded it, who work at it. There's a great example by a fantastic American company called Gimlet, and they made a show for the dating app Tinder. And the show was so whimsical, and it took on the highs and lows of internet dating. It didn't try to make it seem like, the total solution for finding love in the internet age, but just with a great sense of humor and a great sensibility, sort of navigated this world through audio, intense, emotional, intimate audio storytelling. And because of that, it ended up being the best possible advertisement for Tinder as opposed to hearing an ad on another podcast. So I would say for me, it's both are viable options. And, you know, I think now is the time to try and experiment. And I meet with a lot of business leaders who want to have a podcast because they think it's fun. And that is exactly the right spirit to start this with.
Okay, so tell me more about Acast's role in the world of podcasting. You are the one who's going to connect creators and businesses all together.
That's exactly right. We see ourselves as a tech company first. We want to be the pipes. We want to connect this world and help it reach the maturity that it can and should by, like you said, connecting these creators, these advertisers, and then ultimately these consumers. And so for us, we can monetize a podcast and distribute it anywhere. We are agnostic as to where people consume something, whether it's in their car or their home or their headphones or their laptop. We want to be where people are listening because we can advertise and reach messages wherever people find this fantastically compelling audio. And we're the only company that's doing it internationally because we know, based on the way that people consume video and television and film, that they don't necessarily need to listen to something that's created in their backyard. You know, I watch Summer Heights High, but I also watch Absolutely Fabulous and Broad City. Those are three very similar comedic television shows made in three different parts of the globe. What Acast is doing is a similar idea of connecting that sort of content through essentially a seamless, algorithmically recommended listening environment where we can say, hey, we think we know what kind of listening you're going to like to do, and here's some content to make that happen. And by the way, it's brought to you by this and this advertiser, which are messages that you want to hear because they're read to you or created by the hosts that you know and love. They're targeted to you and engaging to you in a way that doesn't feel like you're being blasted with a sort of carburetor ad for a car part, but rather something that's a story being told. And for that reason, people don't skip podcast advertisements because they feel like they're part of the story. And so for that reason, it's actually a very, very enticing play for advertisers. So like I said, we do it globally. We want to be essentially the YouTube for podcasts. And we've already brought this revolutionary idea to market. And now it's just a matter of connecting the dots and finding where the next audio explosion is primed to happen and being there when it does.
Well, Caitlin, this is a great story in itself. I guess we can send people to acast.com to connect with you guys or get some more information.
Indeed.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
Thanks so much, Andy.